And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Ancient Warfare Answers. I hope you're doing well in this new year. I'm going to look at an answer, a question, and hopefully give some form of an answer from Brendan in just a minute. But of course, you can ask us a question on any ancient warfare related topic and we'll try and give it an answer. You can support us on Patreon. There's three levels of support. Just go to patreon.com/ancient warfare podcast. You can be a legionary, an optio, or a centurion. Now, the question from Brendan is, the low casualty rate that the Macedonian phalanx suffers from archers at the Battle of Issus and Gaugamela, why was the case, would make an interesting subject if I hadn't considered. Thank you, Brendan. And indeed, the casualties of Alexander the Great's battles are very interesting and also quite problematic. So doing some quick jotting, we've got the three major battles. So we'll do Granicus, Issus, and Gaugamela. There are, of course, battles later on in Alexander's campaigns. But these three have the widest range of sources available and the widest, unfortunately, the widest discrepancy in the actual casualty numbers. So at the Battle of the Granicus, for instance, what we've got is Plutarch telling us there were 9 casualties. In Aristobulus, he quotes, of course, on campaign, 34 casualties in total, 25 in the cavalry and 9 in the infantry. That's really, really small. Arrian has 25 companion cavalry dying in the first charge, 60 more cavalry and 30 infantry dying. Justin tells us that there's 120 cavalry who are casualties in the war. So Brendan's question is about the phalanx casualties. So remember, 9, very, very low. We can compare that, and this is part of the problem with the casualty numbers in Alexander's battles, is with the Persians. Diodorus tells us that 2,000 Persian cavalry died and 10,000 infantry and 20,000 prisoners. Arrian tells us that 1,000 cavalry and 18,000 infantry died. And Plutarch gives us 2,500 cavalry and 20,000 infantry. So if we compare those according to the sources across a wide array, a variety, we've got 9 Macedonian infantry dying versus between 18 and 20,000 Persians. And the problem is with that, you've got the issue of modern sort of takes on the Macedonian phalanx and Persian warfare have tended to want to see the Persians as more equal than the Macedonians and even the Greek hoplites before them in combat. And that's just not something that's borne out in the sources in terms of the numbers of casualties they give. So you have to rewrite or ignore those in order to maintain that argument, which I'm not really in favor of. There's also been an argument that the uplifted spears, the Sarissa spears of the Macedonian phalanx, would not have offered protection to the Macedonian phalangites in battle. And again, I think that when you look at the numbers of casualties according to the sources, that's simply seems to be the case, that either the arrows are not effective, which is a much harder argument to maintain, or that the armor of the Macedonians is so good that it stops the arrows from injuring, which again is difficult, or that the upraised spears of the Sarissa disrupted the flight of the arrows. Now, it could be a combination of all those things, but I certainly think that the uplifted spears of the Macedonian phalanx, the 9,000 men of the phalanx, would have done something towards disrupting the flight of arrows and javelins and everything else. And the interesting thing about these battles is that there's greater discrepancy in casualties in the cavalry than there is in the infantry. So that's the Battle of Granicus. When we move forward to the Battle of the Issus, again, we've got a massive discrepancy between Persian and Macedonian casualties. So Arrian says that there's 100,000 Persian infantry killed and 10,000 cavalry. Plutarch, Curtius, and Dio all have 110,000 casualties in total. Justin gives us 61,000 infantry and 40,000 prisoners and 10,000 cavalry. So he's also at the 111,000 mark. So they're similar in terms of where they place the number, but interestingly, Justin's the only one who tells us 40,000 prisoners, and the others tend to seem to include that in the casualty number. When we compare that to the Macedonians, again, we get a huge discrepancy. According to Curtius, there are 504 wounded Macedonians and 32 infantry killed, as opposed to 150 cavalry. Justin has 130 infantry and 150 cavalry. John Yardley, the editor of Curtius, amends the number that he's got to 4,500 Macedonian wounded and 302 missing, which is odd because 4,500 is a 50% casualty rate for the Macedonian phalanx, which is highly unlikely. Couldn't keep conquering Persia if half your men get wounded in every battle. But again, there's this huge number difference between the numbers. 504 wounded and 32 dead is specific, but incredibly low. They're killing 100,000 Persians, and only 32 Macedonians get killed. That's a really low number. But again, why are they? Is there such a discrepancy? And the problem is, you can't throw out all the numbers. You can't say, "Oh, that's just a ridiculously low number. We'll ignore it." And because at the same time, you have to say, "For the Persian numbers, well, that's a ridiculously high number. We have to ignore it." In which case, you are left with no numbers, which is problematic. And indeed, the issue with numbers in ancient warfare in general across more than a millennia of history is problematic. Gaugamela, what we have there is Arrian tells us that 100 men are killed. Now remember, in Gaugamela, according to most of the sources, the Macedonian phalanx of around 40,000 men is outnumbered by 40,000 to a million. So there should be more casualties, and there are not. According to Arrian, 100 men get lost by the Macedonians as opposed to 300,000 Persians. That's a lot of killing by a very few. 40,000, they're almost killing 10 men each. Diodorus has 90,000 Persian casualties and only 500 Macedonians. Curtius has 40,000 Persians, getting lower, and 300 Macedonians. And the Oxyrhynchus historian gives us, interestingly, a much higher number of Macedonian casualties, 1,000 infantry, 200 cavalry. And in comparison to 53,000 Persians. Now, in terms of the Battle of Gaugamela, where Alexander is facing the greatest odds he's faced so far, the Oxyrhynchus historian, who doesn't survive for the earlier battles, gives us the most likely numbers because they're higher on the Macedonian side and not the lowest on the Persian side, that's Curtius, but the 1,000 infantry and 1,200 Macedonian casualties and 53,000 Persians seems to be a much more reasonable loss of men for Macedonia. Still very small, but in comparison to the victory that they win and the fact that they're so vastly outnumbered, that seems to be a better ratio, if you like. But again, you're only losing 1,000 infantry. That's, that is almost 12% casualties. That's quite high in a battle. But it's the biggest odds. It's the big culminating battle of the entire campaign. So in a way, those casualty numbers are, to me, more believable than some of the others. But they're still incredibly low. And you still have to answer, how did the Macedonians lose so few men? Especially when at Gaugamela, we've got chariots, which are causing all sorts of problems for the Macedonians. They are counted, we're told they're counted. And then, of course, the chariots disappear from the accounts, as do the elephants. So it's a really interesting sort of look. There must have been something, whether it's armor, whether it's the ineffectiveness of the enemy weapons, or whether it's the upraised shields of the phalanx, or a combination, and I think it's probably best to say it's a combination, that those aspects of Macedonian warfare really limit the number of casualties they're suffering against the Persians. At the same time, they are inflicting huge numbers of casualties on the Persians, and it's very hard to reject that in terms of the overwhelming victories that the Macedonians win in those first three battles. So I think that it's a combination of those things, that I think the upraised spears of the Sarissa phalanx disrupt the flight of javelins and arrows, meaning they fall harmlessly and don't cause injuries. The armor of the individual phalangite is superior to Persian weaponry, and that they are essentially able to deflect, defend against Persian attacks. In which case, we're never going to get to the bottom of what were the actual numbers of casualties, but it would seem to be that those aspects of it are why there's such a low number of Macedonian casualties. But of course, there's no way Alexander would have been able to campaign in the Persian Empire for a decade if his casualty numbers were particularly higher. That low number of casualties really does allow him to continue his inexorable advance and campaign winning ways for such a long time. So in a way, you have to accept it, regardless of how uncomfortable you are with how low the numbers are. Thanks very much. We'll see you again soon. Bye.